Dear participants present, it is my honor to address all of you in this very historic palace. I never been here before. While it was supposed to visit Crimea in general, but never been in Crimea and in Yalta also. But this building is filled with the spirit of wider Europe already. Seeing all of you here and a lot of faces which I already know from my working experiences, from Europe's east, west, south and north, also strengthens the feeling of being in the center of Europe today here. And my wish for all participants of this conference, of course, is to maintain this feeling as very much viable. It is, of course, not easy, since it requires efforts and determination. But it is really possible. With the united support and bold steps of Ukraine's leadership and people, with the assistance of the European Union and friends of Ukraine, with a firm belief in the idea of Europe. Today, Ukraine is at the center of attention of all Europeans, who are not indifferent to our continent's security and prosperity. It is important that Europe is also at the center of Ukrainian policy and politics today. The words of President Viktor Yanukovych at the opening of the Fed session of the Verkhovna Rada recently clearly confirmed that Ukraine has made association with Europe a strategic choice, which was confirmed today, except monstrous allegory. So, and again, serious, this choice has been confirmed both by the position and opposition, and I very much welcome it. Consensus and determination are there on the Ukrainian side. And let me tell you that there is also determination on the European side, European Union side. And this will be confirmed you in these 2 days by European Union representatives. But what remains to be done to consolidate mutually expressed political will with practical demonstration that Ukraine is ready to think, to act, and to feel European. Nothing is done until finally it is done. And that's how we say in Europe. That means there remain very clear and very specific tasks to do to embed Ukraine in Europe and a Europe in Ukraine. And you know them very well. First, there is a need to establish legal guarantees of fair and transparent elections in Ukraine. Second, the creation of a level playing field for all political parties, groups and movements is a requirement attribute of a healthy legal and judicial system. Selective application of laws, unbalanced powers and ambiguity of legal framework are disastrous for functioning democracy. That applies to Ukraine also. Third, non-compliance and questioning of the undertaken international commitments lead to distrust, just like ambiguous business climate and rooted corruption discourages investments, trade and economic development. We have a unique historic chance to bind Europe and Ukraine together. Europe really wishes to have Ukraine as a truly European partner, the one which is able to contribute to Europe's development and security, the one which is an example for other players in the region. Europe is about free will, not about imposition or intimidation. It is the decision of Ukraine, its people and leaders, to be with the European Union or not. Europe is open and determined to strengthen cooperation with Ukraine, but it will never push Ukraine by force. A country's way of development cannot be imposed from the outside, and any attempt to do so is a breach of international law. Lithuania, as well as Ukraine and other countries in the region, are facing today, let's be open and frank, sanctions from the Fed countries intended to block Ukraine's association with Europe. It demonstrates weakness, and it is illegal. And it reveals the real face of those who impose such sanctions. All decisions in the European Union are consensual, and the European Union will follow them consistently. This is what it means to be European. But consensus is not easy to reach. But if it has reached, everyone expects its full implementation. The same is expected from partners. It is a question of trust, and it applies to everyone and everywhere. But association agreement or the implementation of your commitments to the World Trade Organization. If you promise, you fulfill. The reforms Ukraine is engaged in are very good for Ukraine, first of all. They are not implemented to satisfy Brussels or somebody else. They have to be implemented to satisfy the needs of Ukrainian people and your future goals. The European Union is open to share its best practices and experiences. Lithuania embraced it 20 years ago, and today we already hold the presidency of the Council of the European Union. So the way, as example, is already here. Finally, association with the European Union is in no way directed against anybody or somebody. Europe knows very well that building barriers is a destructive exercise. Europe's survival is based on openness, but not isolation. Any attempt to depict the Eastern Partnership as a measure to fight someone is wrong. Dear participants, we are already counting the days to Vilnius Summit. With time becoming shorter, pressure is increasing on us and will be increased from the Fed countries from outside. I wish Ukraine and its leaders, and its people, of course, the first, strength to resist that pressures, political will and resolution to withstand everything which still is coming and will come. Ukraine must be architect of its own future by its own people. Ukraine is too big, too strong, and too important to allow others to decide on your future. I invite you to make the Vilnius Summit a historic, not only for Ukraine, but also for Europe. And let's make use of the opportunity we have in front of us. And let's anchor Ukraine in Europe and Europe in Ukraine. I wish you all fruitful discussions, and I hope for only, always, for better future.